Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. Are you ready?
All right, folks, thanks for joining me on Real Estate Realities here Sunday morning. It's a joy to spend this time with you. And let me tell you what, we live in such a beautiful city and country, and we should never forget the men and women who protect our freedom. So most of you know, you've seen, if you read the newspaper and you look at the news, Sergeant First Class Will Lindsay, who is stationed at Fort Carson with the 10th Special Forces, he died in combat. And this was about a couple weeks ago. And we also lost another Fort Carson soldier by the name of Joseph Collette, who passed as well. And this is something I want to make sure that we bring attention to on the show and just say how honored we are to have these service members representing our country and laying down their lives for our freedom. Because this is a real estate show, right? We talk about capturing the American dream, owning a piece of property. Well, sometimes I think we forget if it wasn't for our military, the men and women who protect this country, we would not have the privilege of owning our own piece of property. So just take the time to think about, you know, the Collette family and the Lindsay family and say some prayers for them and keep them in your thoughts because they have lost a loved one who made the great sacrifice for our country and for this great city of Colorado Springs. And we're going to have Matt put on some verses of proud to be an American in honor of these brave men. We really appreciate your service to the United States of America and making it such a great place to live. Guys, don't you love that song? That's an amazing song. Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American. That's fantastic. All right, folks, so the title of today's show is The Cost of Selling and Buying. We talk about discounted agents, right? They're out there. We got the companies coming in, the discount brokerages, and people go, I want to save some money, right? Well, hopefully you don't think that way when you go to the doctor, okay? You're making one of the biggest financial decisions of your life. Hopefully you're not going with the cheapest realtor who can't defend their commission, and you're going with the realtor who can represent you with your interests in the best way possible and make sure you get top dollar for your home. So we're going to go through the steps of selling and buying and where you should be careful when picking out your real estate agent. This is Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities. Feel free to reach out to me on my cell phone at 719-232-1063 or visit our website, thehermesteam.net, and my email, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Stick with me here for our next segment, The Cost of Selling and Buying. This is Justin Hermes on Real Estate Realities. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
All right, thanks for hanging with me here through the commercial breaks. Those are some of our great sponsors, title companies, insurance agents. If you need their contact information, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. We are talking about the cost of selling and buying. That's right, folks. And every industry has its bottom feeders, right? They discount rates. They try to get in and take some of the market share. And in the end, usually the service isn't there. And sellers and buyers realize that they'd be better off going with a quality professional over the person who's going to do the job for them at the cheapest rate. Would you go to the cheapest doctor? I mean, come on. Think about it. Real estate is your biggest financial decision. You need to make sure you're interviewing real estate agents. And that's right. I'm Justin Hermes, RE/MAX Properties. I do 75, 82 transactions a year. But yes, you should still interview three real estate agents. I'll tell you that right now. I want to be one of the three, but you need to take the process of hiring a realtor very seriously and not just going, I heard something on the radio that someone would list my house for $3,000 flat rate listing fee. Well, folks, there's a reason why they're listing it at that price. And they can't even negotiate their own commission. How are they supposed to negotiate the price of your home when you get an offer? That doesn't make any sense. So in the long run, you end up losing more. I'm going to give you an example. I wrote an offer in Spring Creek Traditional. I had the buyer. The home was priced at $275,000, and they had multiple offers. And I said, can you wait until 5 o'clock? She said, no problem. We're not accepting until 8. So I said, all right. Had my buyer drop the offer. We went $15,000 over because it was priced too low for the market. And what happened is we got it in 2 hours before the deadline, and I was told, oh, you know what? We actually just sent the offer over and we made a decision a little early. Well, that property closed out $15,000 lower than what our offer was. And if they saved $6,000-$7,000 is what I'm guessing by using the flat rate listing broker, they lost $8,000 in the end. So when you go with the cheapest option, you usually end up losing in the end, folks. So the important thing to look at when you're hiring your realtor is photography, video, marketing. What's your online presence? Okay, in today's age, if you have bad pictures, buyers won't even waste the time. They'll cruise right past your listing, and it can cost you up to $10,000 to $15,000. It makes me sad because I see these listings and the poor quality pictures and the poor marketing and no videos for the property. In today's age, I'm going, that's sad for that seller because they're losing an average of $15,000 on this transaction. And for my buyers, I go, guys, you passed over this, but let me bring you back to this property because we may actually be able to get a smoking deal and get you $15,000, $20,000 worth of equity walking in the door just because we have bad online presence. Okay, I've gotten plenty of great deals for buyers because the online presence and the photography was terrible. So that's number one that you really want to focus on when you're hiring your real estate agent. Okay. Number two, scheduling showings, communication. A lot of these discount brokerages have third-party call centers answering your showing requests. They may even be in another state. They don't care about getting the appointment confirmed. At RE/MAX Properties, our front desk staff is taking those calls, and they're making sure our appointments get scheduled and that there's always someone answering the phone. And the feedback we get is very important. We get prompt feedback. We make adjustments on price or staging. And that all affects how a home sells. Number three, we talked about this before. When we had the example of Spring Creek listing, you're going to save on the upfront. That's what you'll think. But you will lose later because when you sell homes for a quarter of what the average realtor sells a home for, you end up putting in no effort. And that's what happened in that scenario. We're sending over offers to sellers and saying, just go ahead and sign because I'm doing this for so cheap, I don't really care. Rather than a full-service real estate agent going, I care about getting that full amount for my seller because, gosh darn it, they're paying me to get this job done and I'm a professional. Okay, another thing is the inspection. This can be one of the most important parts of the contract, right? You should have a licensed realtor present at all inspections. They can be there to offer solutions. They need to make sure the inspector is licensed and insured. That's a big part of things as well. So these are questions you need to be asking your realtor who you're interviewing, okay? Another very important part of the selling process is making sure the agent representing you, the listing agent, is meeting the appraiser. When we get in a fast market like this and values are increasing at a fast rate, a lot of the time, we will get a low appraisal. And then we have a buyer who can't qualify because they cannot get the loan, and the house goes back on the market, and usually you end up getting less, and you've lost time, which is very valuable in the selling process, and your days on market are higher. When you get that initial contract under, it's very imperative that you follow these steps closely. That way, you make it to the closing table the first time, because I'll tell you what, when you get in the second and third try, people are wondering, why is this house on the market this long, okay? And it becomes very stressful. Your listing agent meets the appraiser and helps you get value. They provide the upgrades to your house. They provide positive comps in the area. If it's a VA purchase or an FHA, they may look at the paint with the appraiser and say, hey, do we need to paint this trim here? Is this going to be an issue? But if you don't meet the appraiser, you won't know those things. And sometimes we have appraisers from Denver or Pueblo coming to Colorado Springs and appraising your house. As the listing agent, it's our job to give them comps and educate them on the market and what is going on, okay? Now, we talk about getting down to the finish line, right? The last steps. There's a lot of surprises when you're going to the closing table. Sometimes we have issues where we have to get furniture out in a fast manner, and we have to work with movers like Arrow Moving and Storage and get things on crates right away and get them into storage. It's important to have these contractors in your pocket. Last minute repairs, cleaning to set up, title companies doing mail outs, facilitating pre-sign. This is all part of the excellent service that you get with a full service realtor. Working with local lenders like Churchill. This is very important when we talk about the buying and selling process and making sure you use a full service realtor. As for the buyers, we see a lot of buyers go, well, I have a relo program, or even sellers through USAA or, you know, through my company, we have a relo program. We'll get some money back. Well, let me tell you what, they're making money on you, right? That's why it's a relo program. And they're taking an agent's commission and cutting it in half. And what they do is they call to the brokerage and they get the relocation person on floor duty, usually the newest agent in the brokerage, and that's who's working your listing for you because they're working it at half the cost. Think about it. You go to the hospital and you want a doctor who's working for half the cost, they'll probably say you can go to another country and try there. And if that's how you like to take care of your health, then you should probably take care of your finances and your real estate the same way. And, you know, just roll the dice with everything in your life. Not the way I like to do it. So we talk about, you know, the fees, right? The normal listing fee is 6% when selling a home. And we advertise 3% to a buyer's agent. And then the listing agent, the person in the yard, takes 3%. Now, if an agent gets both sides, sometimes that commission can be negotiated a little bit lower. But let me tell you, every agent sets their commission. It can be very low, it can be high, but the standard commission we are seeing right now in Colorado Springs is 6%, 3 to a buyer and 3 to the listing agent. Now, if you're advertising less than 3%, that may be a reason why your house isn't selling, is because agents are dodging your listing because they want to go sell a house that's offering the full 3%. That's something you really have to think about. Saving that $1,000 at 2.5% and you're missing half of your showings because agents do not want to show your listings. On the other side of things, if you go, we are at 3% and we want to offer some more motivation, well, maybe you offer 4% to a buyer's agent. That's going to definitely help you increase traffic. So when you're selling, you have costs. You have your real estate fees, and then Dana with Unified is going to talk about, you know, your title insurance is how we convey here in Colorado Springs and paying your title insurance fees when you go to closing. As a buyer, all you're paying for is your inspection, which is around $300, your appraisal, which is around $500, and you're really $800 in as far as your real estate fees. Now, you have lending fees and closing costs, which are your first month's payment, setting up your insurance, and setting up your taxes and your loan origination, which is around $5,000. But yes, the buyers do benefit because they don't have the real estate fees and costs that the sellers do. But it makes up when you buy, right? When you sell, you go buy another place, you're paying no fees on the buy, and the system works fine that way. But the moral of the show is you get what you pay for, folks, okay? And I know people who've been around the block, that stands true. So if you want to go and look for an agent who is offering the cheapest and is a discount broker, that's the quality you're going to get. Is you're going to get somebody who can't negotiate and show their value and offering the standard commission of 3%. So if you want to go after the discount brokerages, that's fine. But I will tell you, it will cost you in the long run, and you're going to leave money on the table. Just like if you do a for sale by owner, you will leave money on the table. Interview 3 real estate agents. I should be one of them, Justin Hermes at RE/MAX Properties, and make sure you do your due diligence. Don't be going with the flat rate listing brokerage who isn't going to take care of your biggest financial decision. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities. I'm a savvy investor here in Colorado Springs. I own investment properties myself. I help people capture the American dream. And if you want a real estate agent who is aggressive and you work with me one-on-one, it's not a giant team. I don't hand you off to a buyer's agent. You work with me one-on-one, and I did 75 transactions last year. Call me at 719-232-1063. That's 719-232-1063. And so, folks, stick around as we have one of our sponsors join us, Dan Ozinski from Unified Title. You're listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO. We'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
Thanks for sticking with me here for the third segment. We got a very special guest in, the monthly contributor, the best title company in all of Colorado, Unified Title, and
yes.
We have their superhero, Dan Ozinski. How you doing?
In the house with Justin Hermes. It's a great day here on Sunday, and I'm telling you right now that before we get started, I know what our topic is. So we're talking about rates, something that's maybe not popular.
It's not popular. People don't enjoy talking it because the segment before we talked about cost of selling and buying and people get shaky.
Yeah. So something that people have not a lot of control over, but they're always curious about, rates are regulated by the Division of Insurance. Those rates are set in stone more or less, and it's something that we can't deviate from. Once we submit those rates, as you well know, and you are a big advocate of Unified Title. You do almost all of your business with us, which we greatly appreciate. And I will tell you that you know firsthand that we can't give that quote-unquote friends and family discount.
That's
it's something
right.
that we have to be able to adhere to, something that we have to respect, and of course, we're held accountable to. So that Colorado Division of Insurance is something that we have to put and set ahead of time that really regulates what we charge to our agents, whether they do 1,000 deals a year or one.
That's right. That's right. And Dan brings up a good point because I know myself, I'm smart enough to know I'm not going to go with, you know, the easiest title company, the closest one. I'm going to the best title company in town who has a good reputation and has some of the best closers, because if I want my clients to be happy, I have to use a title company that offers that premium service and has been around a long time. So we talk about rates. What's the deal? Now we hear some talk about bundled rates. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
No. Good question, because this is fairly new for us, not necessarily for the industry. So bundled rates are something that's been around for a little while, not that long, because we try to stay on the cutting edge of everything. For the past 6 months, we've updated our closing fees to be bundled, which makes it a lot easier for agents and for their customers. In most cases, this is a savings to the consumer, which is pretty cool. For example, if they have like two payoffs and they want proceeds wired to somebody else, that would be three separate wires. And those are all included in that bundle rate. And if there's more, it's also included in that rate. So most of the time, it ends up being a savings to
the consumer.
Yep,
and that's
exactly.
Great. So they know that rate going in.
Yep.
This is it. It's like flying Southwest. Everything's included.
Exactly. And we were kind of, you know, I hate to say this, and I'll be totally honest, full disclosure, we were not necessarily early to the party on that, but we weren't necessarily late to the party.
That's right. And to me, that's a smart business move, because you want to see how other companies react to it and how it works. And now you guys are on board. I like that because there's no surprises to my seller.
Yep. Yep.
And that's huge, because surprises are not fun when you're going through a transaction that can be very stressful. Okay?
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about owner's extended coverage and how that benefits a seller or buyer.
So OEC, we've got a lot of acronyms that are involved in this industry, and owner's extended coverage is one of them. It gives a different additional coverage for the buyer. In this case, best example that I can give you, Justin, is a rider on house insurance for, let's say, jewelry or electronics or something of value. It also covers gap, which is that period of time between the actual closing and the filing. There's that period of time there that we want to be able to cover. I know it's a short period of time, but it's also very important. So owner's extended coverage handles that period of time between that closure and, of course, like,
when it's recorded.
Like I said, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And that's important because it costs like $80. It's not a big cost when I see it on the settlement statement. But if you don't have an agent or a title company or a closer who knows what they're doing, you skip that box to save $80 and the basement floods, you know, in between one of these gap periods or you have a major issue, well, then, you know, saving $80 is not, you know, a big priority, right? So what doesn't title insurance insure?
So a couple different things. There are certain things that we have to worry about. Unrecorded easements, you know, how are we regulated? That kind of stuff. Division of insurance usually covers health, life, title, that kind of stuff. What we don't insure is essentially, and the best way that I could probably explain it is we actually had an issue with a garden that was planted in a shared alley. So something like that, where they're worried about their flowers or whatever they think that they have covered, that's something that we don't cover. So the difference that you're going to find when it comes to what title insurance necessarily doesn't insure, there's a lot of confusion with title insurance and homeowner's insurance. And that confusion can sometimes cause realtors like yourself a little consternation. You know, you're kind of like going, okay, how do I answer that question? And a lot of times what you're looking at is some things that are separate from what the house is, like let's say the roof, things involved with the house, that kind of stuff, versus areas of the property. And I already gave you the example about the garden in the flipping alley. We actually had somebody that talked to us about the fact that their garden alley got destroyed by a neighbor. And they were wondering if their title insurance covered that. And that would actually not be covered by us. It would be covered by if it was accepted as an exception from the homeowner's insurance.
So tell me a little bit about, so just so the listeners know, folks, so you're clear, title insurance is not like, you know, something happens to your appliances after you close. You're not calling Unified Title for that, okay? If you want a home warranty, you get it through Blue Ribbon Home Warranty. You ask your agent about that, okay? But if you do have something that falls under that title insurance, how would somebody go about making a claim?
So to start off, claims fall in two categories, Justin, escrow and title, okay? Escrow is something that we personally, Unified Title, would handle. So if there was something that was done as a calculation error from one of our closers, or taxes are not paid at closing, that kind of stuff, they would call us directly. Okay. So when it comes to our underwriter, and by the way,
so that was an escrow.
Yep, that's escrow. So Unified has five different underwriters. So we have the capability of dealing with a number of different companies to make sure that people are insured properly. But on title, you have essentially our unreleased lien, those type of items that are a little more complex, that are not associated with a calculation error, that is what we would take care of.
Okay, so there you go, folks. There's two types of claims there to be aware of, okay? So do you have an example of something that may be, you know, an exception?
So yeah, easements, lots in Colorado Springs. We have a lot of that type of stuff going on, especially old Colorado City.
Manitou.
Yep, Black Forest, whatever. But a lot of times we cannot offer insurance on easements. That is a major, major example of what we're dealing with here when it comes to not being able to insure. So easements are something that are an exception. So when you're looking at your title, your commitment, make sure you look at those exceptions because that is a key indicator as to what you can or cannot claim against, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and so, Unified Title does a great job of that because you guys will put the stop sign. I see it all the time. Stop, you know, make sure you are aware of this. And that's something a good title company does because if not, you could end up signing paperwork and go, geez, oh, Pete, I never knew you guys aren't covering this easement.
Yep. So keeping in touch with your agent as well as your, you know, and they are in touch with their title company, in this case, us, Unified Title, that's a perfect way to go.
That's
sure
great. That's great, Dano. So if we got any agents listening now, or if we have any home sellers, even if you're doing for sale by owner, you can still call the Unified. Even though you should be calling me, I'm still going to let Dano give out his information.
So Dano with Unified Title. My cell number is 719-351-9705. Dano at unifiedtitle.com. And just so the people know, the general public, we have five underwriters that work with us. Our primary is Westcor. We also work with Old Republic, TRG, Stewart, and Fidelity. So we are basically nationwide. And then that's kind of handy for those that are out of state.
That's great. That's great. Dano, thanks for joining us on Real Estate Realities.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. And folks, just remember, houses, money is all fleeting. The most important thing is your relationships with people and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for joining me on Real Estate Realities.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can't even slow down.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house.
Hi, folks. Justin Hermes here with Real Estate Realities, heard Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and the replay at 1 p.m. We are going to have an exciting segment this Sunday as we have Austin Darby on from Main Street Insurance and Noah with Pioneer Construction. We're going to be talking about the importance of permits and making sure you have the proper insurance on your house. That's right. We talk about getting a valuable investment, and we want to make sure you protect it. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 232-1063.